Prime Minister Atal Bihari Vajpayee, in a statement in Lok Sabha today, said that the Attorney General of India did not file any petition on behalf of the Government of India.
The government then took the view that the decision to allow a puja or not would be in accordance with the orders that may be passed by the Supreme Court on March 13. No affidavit or written submissions were filed on behalf of the government. It was only after the conclusion of the petitioner's counsel's argument on being asked by the court that the Attorney General submitted that on his reading and interpretation of the Supreme Court's judgment in Farooqi's case in 1994, temporary use of the disputed adjacent land for the purpose of performing puja was not per se prohibited and would not violate the status quo order passed by the Supreme Court, as this status quo order was referable only to the disputed site and not to the undisputed acquired land. The Government of India, being the statutory receiver, is duty bound to maintain the status quo at the disputed site in Ayodhya. It is the constitutional duty of the Attorney General to interpret a law or a judgment of the court when asked by the court to do so. The Attorney General submitted that even if the puja was not prohibited by any previous judgment or order of the Supreme Court, the same could be permitted only under well-defined conditions and strict restrictions, which by way of illustration he indicated for the court's consideration. He further stressed that if any further safeguards and restrictions were considered necessary, the same could be imposed by the court. But adequate preparations have been made to maintain law and order in Ayodhya and to ensure that the 13th March order of Supreme Court is adhered to. I take this opportunity to appeal to all the political and non-political organizations across the country to cooperate with the central government as well as with respective state governments to maintain peace and communal harmony. Thank you.
Now, please.